taking you back through the best songs.
Nova 103.5.
Your life, your music.
Nova 103.5.
Well, hello and welcome to the Classic Countdown. This is Nova 103.5. My name is Ian F. And the year is 2000, the turn of the century. Braxton, it is the Classic Countdown. She gets us underway today for the next 2 hours. Welcome to the show, everybody. That's Spanish Guitar, which was one of her big hits. Of course, she had a couple of other hits as well, but that's what she was doing around the year 2000. And that is the year that we're looking at today on the Classic Countdown, the turn of the century. Let's keep it mellow for just a bit, shall we? Bit of an alternative mix on this song from Bon Jovi at number 84 on the Hot 100 from the month of December in 2000. This is It's My Life.
This is a song for the brokenhearted. A silent prayer for faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my Tommy and Gina never back down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistake. Luck, it ain't enough, you gotta make your own way. It's my life, it's now or never.
Song facts on the way in a short while from now. That's a great version of Bon Jovi's It's My Life at number 84 on the Classic Countdown. This lady was all over radio and all over MTV at the time. At 81, here's Leanne Rimes.
Under the love of sky, gonna be with you, and no one's gonna be around. If you think that you won't fall, well, just wait and see. Till the sun goes down underneath the starlight. There's a magical feeling so right. It will steal your heart tonight. You can try to resist, try to hide from my kiss.
Good songs from the month of December in 2000. That's Leanne Rimes and Can't Fight the Moonlight.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. I'm running wild and all the lights are changing, red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing, chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear, I've been afraid. To show you how I really feel, admit to some of those bad mistakes. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your. Where it is, you might
David Gray. Number 73 from December of 2000. It's the Classic Countdown, Nova 103.5. The song Babylon was at number 73, taken from that chart on that month. An interesting kind of fact about 2000. You may or may not remember if you were listening to music avidly around that time, which was 21 years ago, frighteningly, is that rock music was rather big. There were a whole bunch of punk rock bands that were doing a lot of stuff and were making music which was attacking the charts quite a large way. The Offspring was one of those bands from Garden Grove in California. They formed in 1984, so in 2000 they were well formed and had written a whole bunch of music. But they were credited, alongside bands like Green Day and Rancid, for reviving mainstream interest in punk in the late 1990s and into the 2000s. The band Offspring, by the way, sold over 40 million records worldwide, making them one of the best-selling punk rock bands in the history of music. I love that fact. This is them with Original Prankster at number 70.
Try.
That's the offspring, Nova 103.5 original prankster at number 70 on the Classic Countdown with myself, Ian F. Good to be with you today. Can you believe we're almost into December and just 20-something days away from Christmas? Yikes. This year has, well, flown by for me anyway. Maybe not for you, but definitely for me. Speaking of rock music and the Offspring doing big things, there was another band that was incredibly popular in the early 2000s or at the turn of the century. Their name is Limp Bizkit, and this is a song called Rollin' at number 65.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
sure if she knew that that song was going to be so important and kind of perfect timing for this chart on this week. Britney Spears, Stronger, at number 55 on the Classic Countdown. She's all over social media at the moment and all over the news. Of course, her conservatorship, being held by her father, is now no longer. She fought back. And she has made the news for making sure that that conservatorship was over. I see now she's getting her boyfriend and herself to have a massive wedding. Apparently she wants the biggest wedding ever in the history of the world. Why not? And also, she wants more children. Good on you, Britney Spears. I have supported her 100%. Always loved what she's done. And I'm so glad that she's, in inverted commas, free. The Classic Countdown returns in just a short while. Don't go anywhere.